Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, everybody. This is the day that the Lord has made, and we will rejoice and be glad in it. I'm sure there are some that were wondering, are they on this morning? Because I call in early, and I just waited out. Well, today I was on another devotional and lost track of time. So please forgive your host, but we are here. We are here this morning ready to move forward in God's word. And it is a great word this morning. I am excited. The word that God gave me is let my people go. So many times we are caught in our bondage. You know, the enemy loves to keep us in bondage. And God is saying today to the devil and to the pharaohs of the world, let my people go. Let them go from sadness. Let them go from strife. Let them go from hardship. Let them go from being afraid. Let them go. Them go. Let them go. Woo. Woo, Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. I have been in my devotional this morning, and it has been so good. On my fasting devotion, it was dealing with the Beatitudes. Blessed are, and we are blessed beyond measure to be children of the Most High God. We are blessed beyond measure to be loved by God. We are blessed beyond measure that God loves us enough to want us to be set free from all types of bondage. Whatever it may be in your life, know that God has got you covered. He has blessed you beyond measure because he gave you another day, didn't he? Somebody did not wake up today. You know, it's so hard when you're not in the community at large because you're working or you're doing things. So you don't get a newspaper, and you forget to check in on people. And I have to ask God to forgive me. He asked me to check in on someone, and I didn't, and just found out today, actually late last night, that their husband had passed, and his funeral was that day. And I felt horrible because I've known this person for over 30-some-odd years. But I know that God is with them, and I will reach out and just asking God to forgive me for not doing what I was told to do because I was so busy worrying about my own issues. We got to get out of self and get into God. You know, and it's so hard to get out of self because self can try to take over on occasion. And you have to say, not today, self. You know, we tell Satan not today. We got to tell ourselves sometimes not today because we can be something else. Let's call it straight. We all can be something else. But we got to tell self, get out of the way because you just blocking my blessing. You know, when God tells you to do something, do it. When God tells you to call someone, call them. When God tells you to help someone, even though you may be feeling some kind of way, help them. God knows everything that you're supposed to do. Get self out of the way. Be in charge of your life. He has that moment where he has to tell us, let my people go. Let my daughter go. Let my son go. Because we are in bondage to ourselves. And God is telling us to let ourselves go so we can worship him. So we can praise him. So we can spend time with him. So let's spend some time with God in his word this morning. Father God in heaven, we come to you this morning thankful, grateful, and truly blessed to be your children, to know that you are with us wherever we go, to know that you have us covered from the crowns of our heads to the soles of our feet, knowing that you will not allow us to stumble or fall. And if we do, you pick us up, dust us off, and kiss our boo-boos. For you are our Father and you love us. Lord God, I lift this word up to you today. Let it be a balm to someone's soul that needs to be healed. Let someone who hears it know that you are in charge of everything and that nothing and no one can keep us in bondage, because you have already said to let us go to worship you. Father God, I give you this word today, asking you to increase as I decrease. Father God, for you are the source of my strength and the strength of my life. You are my redeemer. You are my friend. You are my Father God. And I work for you. And I'm thankful that you have called me for such a time as this, to read your word, to teach your word, and to bring others to your word. For your word is good. As you said, taste and see. Lord, we are tasting and we are being filled. For you, Lord God, are filling us up with your word, with your love, with your son. And it's in his name we pray, believing and trusting that Jesus Christ is our Lord and Savior, and that he died on Calvary's cross for our sins, and he rose again. Hallelujah. He rose again. Name I pray. Amen. Hallelujah. Giving honor to the Most High God, who is the source of my strength and the strength of my life. Hallelujah. 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 Being strong and courageous this morning, for God is always with us. Hallelujah. Let's get into our word this morning, family. We are coming out of Exodus chapter 5. And today, as we know, this is Friday. This is Old Testament Friday, where we will be in the Old Testament for the duration of the broadcast today. And then on Sunday, if we're not able to get in our Psalm and Proverbs, we will be in Psalm, Proverbs, in our New Testament word on Friday, on Sunday. There will not be a blog on tomorrow. That's time that I give my personal time with God, that I just me and God time. And I thank God that I have devotionals that I also listen to, and just I have time. I love Saturday, but it is a Sabbath, and I do like to keep it holy. So it's just time for God. So let's get started. Let my people go, says the Lord God of Israel. And this is what the word of God says. So, again, get your Bible, y'all. Get your Bible. Get your Bible. Get your Bible. For those that have the Charles F. Stanley Life Principles Daily Bible Biblical Principles for each day of the year, we are on page 114. And for those that do not, we are in Exodus chapter 5 starting, and I am reading out of the New King James Version. If there are King James readers out there that would like to read sometimes, please let me know, and I will get with you, and I will allow you to co-host with me, and we will get that word out for my King James listeners that would like to hear King James on occasion. So anyway, get with me, King James readers, and we'll see what we can do with you reading someday for us the King James Version of what we are studying. And the word of God says, afterwards, Moses and Aaron went in and told Pharaoh, thus says the Lord God of Israel, let my people go, that they may hold a feast to me in the wilderness. And Pharaoh said, who is the Lord that I should obey his voice to let Israel go. I do not know the Lord, nor will I let Israel go. So they said, the God of the Hebrews has met with us. Please let us go 3 days' journey into the desert and sacrifice to the Lord our God, lest he fall upon us with pestilence or with the sword. King of Egypt said to them, Moses and Aaron, why do you take the people from their work? Get back to your people. Of the land are many now, and you make them rest from their labor. So the same day Pharaoh commanded the taskmasters of the people and their officers, saying, you shall no longer give the people straw to make brick as before. Let them go and gather straw for themselves. And you shall lay on them the quota of bricks which they made before. You shall not reduce it, for they are idle. Therefore they cry out, saying, let us go and sacrifice to our God. Let more work be laid on the men, that they may labor in it, and let them not regard false words. And the taskmasters of the people and their officers went out and spoke to the people, saying, thus says Pharaoh, I will not give you straw. Go get yourself straw where you can find it, yet none of your work will be reduced. So the people were scattered abroad throughout all the land of Egypt to gather stubble instead of straw. And the taskmasters forced them to hurry, saying, fulfill your work, your daily quota, as when there was straw. Also the officers of the children of Israel, whom Pharaoh's taskmasters had set over them, were beaten and were asked, why have you not fulfilled your task in making brick both yesterday and today as before? Then the officers of the children of Israel came and cried out to Pharaoh, saying, why are you dealing thus with your servants? There is no straw given to your servants. And they say to us, make brick, and indeed your servants are beaten, but the fault is your own people. But he said, you are idle. Idle, therefore you say, let us go and sacrifice to the Lord. Therefore go now and work, for no straw shall be given you, yet you shall deliver the quota of bricks. And the officers of the children of Israel saw that they were in trouble after it, and was said, you shall not reduce any brick from your delivery quota. Then as they came out from Pharaoh, they met Moses and Aaron, who stood there to meet them. And they said to them, let the Lord look on you and judge, because you have made us abhorrent in the sight of Pharaoh and in the sight of his servants, to put a sword in their hands to kill us. So Moses returned to the Lord and said, Lord, why have you brought trouble on this people? Why is it that you have sent me? For since I came to Pharaoh to speak in your name, he has done evil to this people. Neither have you delivered your people at all. Chapter 6. Then the Lord said to Moses, now you shall see what I will do to Pharaoh. For with a strong hand he will let them go, and with a strong hand he will drive them out. And God spoke to Moses and said to him, I am the Lord. I appeared to Abraham, to Isaac, and to Jacob as God Almighty, but my name, Lord, I was not known to them. I have also established my covenant with them to give them the land of Canaan, the land of their pilgrimage in which they were strangers. And I have also heard the groaning of the children of Israel, whom the Egyptians keep in bondage, and I have remembered my covenant. Therefore say to the children of Israel, I am the Lord. I will bring you out from under the burdens of the Egyptians. I will rescue you from their bondage, and I will redeem you with an outstretched arm and with great judgments. I will take you as my people, and I will be your God. And you shall know that I am the Lord your God, who brings you out from under the burdens of the Egyptians. And I will bring you into the land which I swore to give to Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. And I will give it to you as a heritage. I am the Lord. So Moses spoke thus to the children of Israel, but they did not heed Moses because of anguish of spirit and cruel bondage. And the Lord spoke to Moses, saying, go to Pharaoh. Go in, tell Pharaoh, king of Egypt, to let the children of Israel go out of his land. And Moses spoke before the Lord, saying, the children of Israel have not heeded me. How then shall Pharaoh heed me, for I am of uncircumcised lips? Then the Lord spoke to Moses and Aaron and gave them a command for the children of Israel and for Pharaoh, king of Egypt, to bring the children of Israel out of the land of Egypt. These are the heads of their fathers' houses, the sons of Reuben. The firstborn of Israel were Hanok, Pelu, Hezron, and Carmi. These are the families of Reuben, and the sons of Simeon were Jemuel, Jamin, Ohad, Jachin, Zohar, Shaul, the son of a Canaanite woman. These are the families of Simeon. These are the names of the sons of Levi, according to their generations, Gershon, Kohath, and Merari. And the years of the life of Levi were 137. The sons of Gershon were Libni, Shimei, according to their families. And the sons of Kohath were Amram, Ezar, Hebron, Uzziel. And the years of the life of Kohath were 133. The sons of Merari were Mahila and Mishai. These are the families of Levi according to their generations. And Amram took for himself Jochebed, the father's sister, as wife. His father's sister as wife. And she bore him Aaron and Moses. And the years of the life of Amram were 137. The sons of Izhar were Korah, Nephig, Zachari, and the sons of Uzziel were Mishael, Zaphon, and Zerah. Aaron took to himself Elizabeth, daughter of Amminadab, son of Nishon, as wife, and she bore him Nadab, Abihu, Eleazar, and Esthmar, and the sons of Korah were Isar, Ekani, Asaph. These are the families of the Korahites. Eleazar, Aaron's son, took for himself one of the daughters of Putiel as wife, and she bore him Phinehas. These are the heads of the fathers' houses of the Levites according to their families. These are the same Aaron and Moses, to whom the Lord said, bring out the children of Israel from the land of Egypt according to their armies. These are the sons who spoke to Pharaoh, king of Egypt, to bring out the children of Israel from Egypt. These are the same Moses and Aaron. And it came to pass on the day the Lord spoke to Moses in the land of Egypt that the Lord spoke to Moses, saying, I am the Lord. Speak to Pharaoh, king of Egypt, all that I say to you. But Moses said before the Lord, behold, I am of uncircumcised lips, and how shall Pharaoh heed me? Sometimes we walk in fear and not in faith. Moses had been in fear for 40 years, worried about what folks would say because he had killed an Egyptian, and wondering how he would be perceived. And then being away for all those years from the Hebrews, he didn't know them. And so he didn't know how to talk to them. And he had been away from being a prince of Egypt for over 40 years, and he didn't know how to talk to them. He had been a Midian, and he had not thought about going home. He had not thought about going back to Egypt. He was happy with his wife and his sons and doing God's will as a shepherd. He was not thinking about going back to Egypt, especially to be a leader of his people. But God will pull you out of obscurity to do his will, to do his work, to do what you're called to do. Moses got pulled out to do what he was called to do because he was saved for a purpose. And saved for a reason. Hallelujah. Exodus chapter 7. So the Lord said to Moses, see, I have made you as God to Pharaoh, and Aaron your brother shall be your prophet. You shall speak all that I command you, and Aaron your brother shall tell Pharaoh to send the children of Israel out of his land, and I will harden Pharaoh's heart and multiply my signs and my wonders in the land of Egypt. But Pharaoh will not heed you, so that I may lay my hand on Egypt and bring my armies and my people, the children of Israel, out of the land of Egypt by great judgments. And the Egyptians shall know that I am the Lord when I stretch out my hand on Egypt and bring out the children of Israel from among them. Then Moses and Aaron did so, just as the Lord commanded them. So they did, and Aaron and Moses was 80 years old, 3 years old, when they spoke to Pharaoh. They were older men. They were older men. You think this through. What did it say? Moses was 80 years old when he spoke to Pharaoh, and Aaron was 83. Remember, so that meant Moses was about 40 when he killed the Egyptian and left and came back 40 years later. Come on now. God will use you, and it does not matter how old you are or how young you are. When it's God's time to use you, he will use you. And let's keep it moving. This word is real, real good. It's actually a great word. And it says, and then the Lord spoke to Moses and Aaron, saying, when Pharaoh speaks to you, saying, show a miracle for yourselves, then you shall say to Aaron, take your rod and cast it before Pharaoh, and let it become a serpent. So Moses and Aaron went to Pharaoh, and they did so just as the Lord commanded. And Aaron cast down his rod before Pharaoh, before his servants, and it became a serpent. But Pharaoh also called the wise men and the sorcerers, so the magicians of Egypt, they also did in like manner with their enchantments, for every man threw down his rod, and they became serpents. But Aaron's rod swallowed up their rods, and Pharaoh's heart grew hard, and he did not heed them as the Lord had said. So the Lord said to Moses, Pharaoh's heart is hard. He refuses to let the people go. Go to Pharaoh in the morning when he goes out to the water, and you shall stand by the river's bank to meet him, and the rod which was turned to a serpent you shall take in your hand, and you shall say to him, the Lord God of the Hebrews has sent me to you, saying, let my people go, that they may serve me in the wilderness. But indeed, until now, you would not hear. Thus says the Lord, by this you shall know that I am the Lord. Behold, I will strike the water which in the river with the rod that is in my hand, and they shall be turned to blood, and the fish that are in the river shall die, the river shall stink, and the Egyptians will loathe to drink the water of the river. Then the Lord spoke to Moses, saying, say to Aaron, take your rod and stretch out your hand over the water of Egypt, over their streams, over their rivers, over their ponds, and over all their pools of water, that they may become blood. And there shall be blood throughout all the land of Egypt, both in the buckets of wood and pitchers of stone. And Moses and Aaron did so just as the Lord commanded. So he lifted up the rod and struck the water that were in the river in the sight of Pharaoh and in the sight of his servants. And all the waters that were in the rivers were turned to blood. The fish that were in the river died, the river stank, and the Egyptians could not drink the water of the river. So there was blood throughout all the land of Egypt. Then the magicians of Egypt did so with their enchantments, and Pharaoh's heart grew hard, and he did not heed them as the Lord had said. And Pharaoh turned and went into his house, neither was his heart moved by this. So all the Egyptians dug all around the river for water to drink, because they could not drink the water of the river. And 7 days passed after the Lord had struck the river. Chapter 8 of Exodus. And the Lord spoke to Moses, go to Pharaoh and say to him, thus says the Lord, let my people go, that they may serve me. But if you refuse to let them go, behold, I will smite all your territory with frogs. So the river shall bring forth frogs abundantly, which shall go up and come into your house, into your bedroom, on your bed, into your house of your servants, on your people, into their ovens, and into your kneading bowls. And the frogs shall come up on you, on your people, and on all your servants. Then the Lord spoke to Moses, saying to Aaron, stretch out your hand with your rod over the streams, over the rivers, and over the ponds, and cause frogs to come up on the land of Egypt. So Aaron stretched out his hand over the waters of Egypt, and the frogs came up and covered the land of Egypt. And the magicians did so with their enchantments and brought up frogs on the land of Egypt. Then Pharaoh called for Moses and Aaron and said, entreat the Lord that he may take away the frogs from me and from my people, and I will let the people go, and they may that they may sacrifice to the Lord. And Moses said to Pharaoh, accept the honor of saying, when I shall intercede for you, for your servants, and for your people, to destroy the frogs from you and your houses, that they may remain in the river only. So he said, tomorrow. And he said, let it be according to your word, and you may know that there is no one like the Lord our God. And the frogs shall depart from you, from your houses, from your servants, and from your people. They shall remain in the river only. Then Moses and Aaron went out from Pharaoh, and Moses cried out to the Lord concerning the frogs, which he had brought against Pharaoh. So the Lord did according to the word of Moses, and the frogs died out of the houses, of the courtyards, and out of the fields. They gathered them together in heaps, and the land stank. But when Pharaoh saw that there was relief, he hardened his heart and did not heed them, as the Lord had said. So the Lord said to Moses, say to Aaron, stretch out your rod and strike the dust of the land, so that it may become lice throughout all the land of Egypt. And they did so, for Aaron stretched out his hand with his rod and struck the dust of the earth, and it became lice on man and beast. All the dust of the land became lice throughout all the land of Egypt. Now the magicians so worked with their enchantments to bring forth lice, but they could not. So there were lice on man and beast. Then the magician said to Pharaoh, this is the finger of God. But Pharaoh's heart grew hard, and he did not heed them, just as the Lord had said. And the Lord said to Moses, rise early in the morning and stand before Pharaoh as he comes out to the water. Then say to him, thus says the Lord, let my people go, that they may serve me, or else if you will not let my people go, behold, I will send swarms of flies on you and your servants, on your people, and into your houses. The houses of the Egyptians shall be full of swarms of flies, and also the ground on which they stand. And in that day I will set apart the land of Goshen, in which my people dwell, that no swarms of flies shall be there, in order that you may know that I am the Lord in the midst of the land. I will make a difference between my people and your people. Tomorrow this sign shall be. And the Lord did so. Thick swarms of flies came into the house of Pharaoh, into his servants' houses, into all the land of Egypt. The land was corrupted because of the swarms of flies. Then Pharaoh called for Moses and Aaron and said, go sacrifice to your God in the land. And Moses said, it is not right to do so, for we would be sacrificing the abomination of the Egyptians to the Lord our God. If we sacrifice the abominations of the Egyptians before their eyes, then will they not stone us? We will go 3 days' journey into the wilderness and sacrifice to the Lord our God as he will command us. So Pharaoh said, I will let you go that you may sacrifice to the Lord your God in the wilderness. Only you shall not go very far away. Intercede for me. Then Moses said, indeed, I am going out from you, and I will entreat the Lord that the swarms of flies may depart tomorrow from Pharaoh, from his servants, and from his people. But let Pharaoh not deal deceitfully any more in not letting the people go to sacrifice to the Lord. So Moses went out from Pharaoh and entreated the Lord. And the Lord did according to the word of Moses. He removed the swarms of flies from Pharaoh and from his servants and from his people. Not one remained, but Pharaoh hardened his heart at this time also, neither would he let the people go. Goodness, you would think after Bloody River, frogs, lice, and flies, because I'm sorry, there ain't nothing like one fly. Can you imagine a swarm of flies? I cannot, because I don't like bugs, period. And I really don't like flies. So you think that through lice is a whole nother thing, gross. And flies, and let's call it straight, frogs are nobody's friend. And they don't turn into princes or princesses. They are just gross, riveting things. But they are good to eat, and they do taste like chicken. That's all I got to say. But anyway, think of that through. A bloody river, frogs, lice, and flies. Ugh. That's all I can say. Ugh. That's what my grandson would say. Yucky. It's yucky. That's yucky. But still, Pharaoh's heart is hardened. And he lied. Now, think about this. He's also lied and said, I will do it. And then when Moses gets rid of the plague or whatever it is, then he goes back and says, nah, I ain't letting y'all go. Well, let's get to chapter 9 and keep it moving. This is a great word. I told y'all it was a great word today. I love this word. And then it goes on to tell us in chapter 9. Then the Lord said to Moses, go in to Pharaoh and tell him, thus says the Lord God of the Hebrews, let my people go, that they may serve me. But if you refuse to let them go and still hold them, behold, the hand of the Lord will be on your cattle in the field, on the horses, on the donkeys, on the camels, on the oxen, and on the sheep, a very severe pestilence. And the Lord will make a difference between the livestock of Israel and the livestock of Egypt. So nothing shall die of all that belongs to the children of Israel. Then the Lord appointed a set time, saying, tomorrow the Lord will do this thing in the land. So the Lord did this thing on the next day, and all the livestock of Egypt died, but of the livestock of the children of Israel, not one died. Then Pharaoh sent, and indeed not even one of the livestock of the Israelites was dead. But the heart of Pharaoh became hard, and he did not let the people go. So the Lord said to Moses and Aaron, take yourselves handfuls of ashes from a furnace, and let Moses scatter it toward the heavens in the sight of Pharaoh, and it will become fine dust in all the land of Egypt, and it will cause boils that break out in sores on men, on man and beast throughout all the land of Egypt. Then they took the ashes from the furnace and stood before Pharaoh, and Moses scattered them toward heaven, and they caused boils that break out in sores on man and beast. And the magicians could not stand before Moses because of the boils, for the boils were on the magicians and on all the Egyptians. But the Lord hardened the heart of Pharaoh, and he did not heed them, just as the Lord had spoken to Moses. Then the Lord said to Moses, rise early in the morning and stand before Pharaoh and say to him, thus says the Lord God of the Hebrews, let my people go, that they may serve me. For at this time I will send all my plagues to your very heart, and on your servants and on your people, that you may know that there is none like me in all the earth. Now, if I had stretched out my hand and struck you and your people with pestilence, then you would have been cut off from the earth. But indeed, for this purpose, I have raised you up, that I may show my power in you, and that my name may be declared in all the earth. And yet you exalt yourself against my people, and that you will not let them go. Behold, tomorrow about this time, I will cause very heavy hail to rain down, such as not been in Egypt since its founding until now. Therefore, send now and gather your livestock and all that you have in the field, for the hail shall come down on every man and every animal which is found in the field and is not brought home, and they shall die. He fear the word of the Lord among the servants of Pharaoh, made his servants and his livestock flee to the houses. But he did not regard the word of the Lord, left his servants and his livestock in the field. Then the Lord said to Moses, stretch out your hand toward heaven, and there may be hail in all the land of Egypt, one man on beast and on every herd in the field throughout the land of Egypt. All the herbs is going to even die. God is not playing with Pharaoh. And Moses stretched out his rod toward heaven, and the Lord sent thunder and hail, and fire darted to the ground, and the Lord rained hail on the land. So there was hail and fire mingled with the hail, so very heavy that there was none like it in all the land of Egypt since it became a nation. And the hail struck throughout the whole land of Egypt, all that was in the field, both man and beast. And the hail struck every herb of the field and broke every tree of the field. Only in the land of Goshen, where the children of Israel were, there was no hail. And Pharaoh sent and called for Moses and Aaron, said to them, I have sinned this time. The Lord is righteous, and my people and I are wicked. Entreat the Lord that there may be no more mighty thundering and hail, for it is enough. I will let you go, and you shall stay no longer. So Moses said to him, as soon as I have gone out of the city, I will spread out my hand to the Lord. The thunder will cease, and there will be no more hail, that you may know that the earth is the Lord's. But as for you and your servants, I know that you will not yet fear the Lord God. Now the flax and the barley were struck, for the barley was in the head, and the flax was in bud. But the wheat and the spelt were not struck, for they are late crops. So Moses went out of the city from Pharaoh and spread out his hands to the Lord. Then the thunder and the hail ceased, and the rain was not poured on the earth. And when Pharaoh saw that the rain and the hail and the thunder had ceased, he sinned yet more, and he hardened his heart, he and his servants. So the heart of Pharaoh was hard, neither would he let the children of Israel go, as the Lord had spoken to Moses. Chapter 10. Now the Lord said to Moses, go in to Pharaoh, for I have hardened his heart and the heart of his servants, that I may show these signs of mine before him, and that you may tell in the hearing of your son and your son's son the mighty things I have done in Egypt, and my signs which I have done among them, that you may know that I am the Lord. Now you think this through again. Bloody river, frogs, lice, nasty flies, dead cattle, hail, and fire. Okay? Pharaoh's like, sorry, not going to happen. Not letting y'all go. Okay, let's keep it going. So Moses and Aaron came in to Pharaoh and said to him, thus says the Lord God of the Hebrews, how long will you refuse to humble yourself before me? Let my people go, that they may serve me. Or else, if you refuse to let my people go, behold, tomorrow I will bring locusts into your territory, and they shall cover the face of the earth so that no one will be able to see the earth, and they shall eat the residue of what is left, which remains to you from the hail, and they shall eat every tree which grows up for you out of the field. They shall fill your houses, the houses of all your servants, and the houses of all the Egyptians, which neither your fathers nor your fathers' fathers have seen since the day that they were on the earth to this day. And he turned and went out from Pharaoh. Then Pharaoh's servants said to him, how long shall this man be a snare to us? Let the men go, that they may serve the Lord their God. Do you not yet know that Egypt is destroyed? So Moses and Aaron were brought again to Pharaoh, and he said to them, go serve the Lord your God. Who are the ones that are going? And Moses said, we will go with our young and our old, with our sons and our daughters, with our flocks and our herds. We will go, for we must hold a feast to the Lord. Then he said to them, the Lord had better be with you when I let you and the little ones go. Beware, for evil is ahead of you. Not so. Go now, you who are men, and serve the Lord, for that is what you desire. And they were driven out from Pharaoh's presence. Then the Lord said to Moses, stretch out your hand over the land of Egypt for the locusts, that they may come upon the land of Egypt and eat every herb of that land, that all that the hail has left. So Moses stretched out his rod in the land of Egypt, and the Lord brought an east wind on the land all that day and all that night. When it was morning, the east wind brought the locusts, and the locusts went up over all the land of Egypt. It rested on all the territory of Egypt. They were very severe. Previously there had been no such locusts as they, nor shall there be such after them. For they covered the face of the whole earth, so that the land was darkened. And they ate every herb of the land and all the fruit of the trees which the hail had left. So there remained nothing green on the trees or on the plants of the field throughout all the land of Egypt. Then Pharaoh called for Moses and Aaron in haste and said, I have sinned against the Lord your God and against you now. Therefore, please forgive my sin only this once and entreat the Lord your God that he may take away from me this death only. So he went out from Pharaoh and entreated the Lord, and the Lord turned a very strong west wind, which took the locusts away and blew them into the Red Sea. There remained not one locust in all the territory of Egypt. But the Lord hardened Pharaoh's heart, and he did not let the children of Israel go. So now let's go back again. Bloody river, frogs, lice, flies, dead cows, boils, locusts. Come on. What more do you want? That is some stuff. Okay, let's keep it going. Then the Lord said to Moses, stretch out your hand toward heaven. Oh, I forgot. Hail. Did I say hail and brimstone? Or hail and fire? Let me go over it again. A bloody river, bloody water. Let's get it again, okay? Bloody river, frogs, lice, dead cow, boils, fire, and locusts, okay? I think I got it all. Let's see what else gets happen. Let's happen. Woo! Whoa, man. Let's get up. Let's see what happens. Then the Lord said to Moses, stretch out your hand toward the heaven, and there may be darkness over the land of Egypt, darkness which may even be felt. So the Moses stretched out his hand toward heaven, and there was thick darkness in all the land of Egypt. 3 days they did not see one another, nor did anyone rise from his place for 3 days, but all the children of Israel had light in their dwellings. Then Pharaoh called to Moses and said, go serve the Lord only. Let your flocks and your herds be kept back. Let your little ones also go with you. But Moses said, you must also give us sacrifices and burn offerings that we may sacrifice to the Lord our God. Our livestock also shall go with us, not our hoofs shall be left behind. But we must take some of them to serve the Lord our God. And even we do not know with what we must serve the Lord until we arrive there. But the Lord hardened Pharaoh's heart, and he would not let them go. Then Pharaoh said to him, get away from me. Take heed to yourself and see my face no more. For in the day you see my face, you shall die. So Moses said, you have spoken. Well, I will never see your face again. Okay. So we got all these. Let's go. Let's go over them again. We got the bloody water. We got the frog, the lice. We got the flies. We got the dead cows. We got the boils. We got the rain and the hail coming down. We got, well, what else do we got? We got locusts. now darkness. Okay? 9 things done happened to Pharaoh, and he still will not heed the voice of God. Wow. What a word today. I just am all filled up. And let's go back over a few life lessons from this word this morning. And then on Sunday, we will have Proverbs and Psalms and Proverbs with our Matthew word. Because this word was just so rich. Whoa, don't play with God. And don't lie. Because, you know, God can harden the heart. Where you think that, you know, I'm just not doing it. You wonder why so many folks are just so hateful. Because their heart has been hard. They have gotten so caught up in hate and hatefulness that they don't know how to not be hateful because God has allowed their hearts to harden. We don't want hard hearts. We have to ask God to give us a clean heart and a righteous spirit within us. And then we go into these life lessons and life examples in Exodus 5 and 9. Let more work be laid on the men that they labor in. When God begins to move, our situation can actually grow worse before it gets better. Yet, adversity is a setback from which we take our greatest leaps forward. If God brings you through it, he'll bring you through it. We all have storms, but God brings us through each and every one that we get to the other side for the sunshine and the rainbow. Hallelujah. Thanking God for his covenant with us. Exodus 5 and 22, Lord, why have you brought trouble on these people? Sometimes we obey God expecting a certain result, and the opposite happens. Then we wonder if God has made a mistake, but he never does. We simply have to wait until he finishes the story. Praise the Lord. Exodus 6 and 9, Moses spoke thus to the children of Israel, but they did not heed Moses because of anguish of spirit and cruel bondage. When we feel oppressed and difficult for us to believe the good promises of God regarding our welfare, but disappointments are inevitable. Discouragement is a choice. We're going to be disappointed, but we cannot be discouraged. Pharaoh, a bad case of a hard heart. Exodus 5. Pharaoh is probably the best illustration in the Bible of a person with a hard heart. He thus provides a blueprint for what happens when a person refuses to accept and bend his or her will to the truth of God. Pharaoh received overwhelming evidence, plague after plague, sign after sign, miracle after miracle, and still refused to let the Israelites go. Even when faced with undeniable evidence of his error, Pharaoh refused to acknowledge that another was greater than he. In the end, his pride and hardened heart cost him his army and almost his kingdom. All of us have stubbornly desired to have things the way we want them, even when our way opposes God's way. Every time we say no to God, we skirt the edges of rebelling once too often. If we repeatedly say no to God, then like Pharaoh, we may develop a hard heart that leads to destruction. Woo! Thank you, Dr. Stanley. That's an awesome example. And when we continue, in Exodus chapter 7, the Egyptians shall know that I am the Lord. The Lord wants all the peoples of the earth to know him, his power and glory and love and grace and justice. He wants to show the world who he is through what he does in our lives. We are God's children. And when people see us, they see him in us. And we want them to see the goodness of the Lord in us. We want them to know that our daddy God has got it going on and that he's in charge of everything. He's in charge of everything. And we cannot have hardened hearts. We cannot be like Pharaoh and not want to let God's people go. We can't be like I don't want to go to church. I don't want to God with those questions, I will continue to be an atheist, and I am meant for hell, so what? So be it. Careful what you speak. You know, I've heard these folks say this stuff, and I'm just looking at them. Are you crazy? Are you crazy? Do you have a heart, federal heart? Because understand, you speak in your damnation. I speak life over all of you. I speak life, the pure life that only God can give. That when you stand before God, he will say, well done, my good and faithful servant. We are his servants. We got to have our Moses and Aaron day and way. We walk up to the pharaohs of our life and say, let my people go, says my father. We are not in bondage anymore, and we can't walk in it. We got to walk in victory, knowing that our daddy God walks before us, walks beside us, and walks behind us. Hallelujah. Exodus 7 and 11, the magicians of Egypt, they also did in the like manner with their enchantments. The devil is fully capable of counterfeiting some of God's miracles, miraculous works, and so blinds many people to the truth. Matthew 24 and 24. This is why we must stay alert. 2 Corinthians 2 and 11, 1 Peter 5 and 8. And we're going to try to grab those words really quick before we run out of time. Because just to put it all in context, we're going to go first to Matthew 24 and 24. And if you want to write these scriptures down to look at them in context again later, please do so. And it says this, for there shall arise false Christ and false prophets, and shall show great signs and wonders, insomuch as that, if it were possible, they shall deceive the very elect. And taking it back, just a chapter, a verse above says, then if any man shall say unto you, lo, here is Christ, or there, believe it not. And it says in verse 25, behold, I have told you before, wherefore, if they shall say unto you, behold, he is in the desert, go not forth. Behold, he is in the secret chambers, believe it not. For as the lightning cometh out of the east and shineth even unto the west, so shall also the coming of the Son of Man be. For wheresoever the carcass is, there will the eagles be gathered together. And Jesus has already told us he's coming from the clouds, come on, with that all power in his hand. And when we go to 2 Corinthians, like I said, the Lord has given us a blueprint of to be careful, because the devil is a deceptive one. He's going to send all kind of folks, and folks going to want to follow them because it's the du jour. It's the day. It's of the day. And we got to be careful. And this is what 2 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 11 says, lest Satan should get an advantage of us, but we are not ignorant of his devices. Let's go back a little bit. And this is what it says. It says, therefore, I beseech you that you would confirm your love toward him. But to this end, so did I write, that I might know the proof of you, whether ye be obedient in all things. To whom ye forgive anything, I forgive also. For if I forgive anything, to whom I forgave it, for your sake forgive I it to the person of Christ, lest Satan should get an advantage of us, for we are not ignorant of his devices. Furthermore, when I came to Tyrus to preach Christ's gospel, and a door was opened unto me of the Lord, I had no rest in my spirit, because I found not Titus my brother. By taking my leave of them, I went from there to Macedonia. And this is Paul speaking. And Paul is letting us know that we got to be careful, because the enemy is decisive. He's divisive. So lest Satan should get an advantage of us, but we are not ignorant of his devices. We got to remember what the word tells us, that the enemy is slick. He's a deceptor. He's, you know, if we was talking in the vernacular of the kids, he's a Decepticon. He's like, you know, the Transformers. He's one of the Decepticons. He's a bad guy, and he does bad things, and we got to be very careful that we don't fall into his trap. And this is what it says in 2 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 11. To him be the glory and dominion forever and ever. That's not where I'm going. Hold it. I'm sorry, y'all. I'm in the wrong word. I am in 1 Peter chapter 5, verse 8. There we go. Be sober, be vigilant, because your adversary, the devil, as a roaring lion, walketh about seeking whom he may devour. Verse 9. Who resist steadfast in the faith, knowing that the same afflictions are accomplished in your brothers that are in the world. But the God of all grace, who has called us unto his eternal glory by Christ Jesus, after that ye have suffered a while, make you perfect, establish, strengthen, settle you. To him be the glory, dominion, forever and ever. Amen. Dominion belongs to Christ. Hallelujah. And in Exodus 8 and 23, Dr. Stanley gives us this life lesson. In this verse, I will make a difference between my people and your people. Although Christians suffer troubles and hardships like everyone else, the Lord does make a difference between his people and those who do not believe. We may have to wait to see it, but it will come. Hallelujah. Thanks be to God who causes us to triumph in his holy, holy name. And we'll go over some more of these life lessons, if time permits, on Sunday, because we want to talk about those plagues a little bit more. But I tell you this, God does not play. You know, and it says in Exodus chapter 9, verse 12, the Lord hardened the heart of Pharaoh. And it says, to this point in the story, Pharaoh had hardened his own heart, but now God hardens his heart. Willful disobedience can reach a point of no return. Remember that as you go through this day. Let my people go, the Lord God. We've got to have a moment to know that we are free of bondage, because God has said to let his people go. Hallelujah. And I just have one last thing before we get out of here and before we give Sister Carolyn's word. And that is this, indeed, for his purpose I have raised you up, that I may show my power in you, and that my name may be declared in all the earth. God rules with such a mighty hand that he even raises up adversaries in order to demonstrate his glory and might to the world. He works his wonders not only so that unbelievers might see his power and repent and believe, but also so that his own people might remember his glory and so remain loyal to him. Exodus 10 and 2. Thank God for the word this morning. Father God, we thank you for this word. We ask you to continue, Lord, guiding us in the way that we should go, that we will not depart from you or your word, in Jesus' name. And before we get out of here, one more time, a word from our sister in Christ, Sister Carolyn, and the word for this morning is this. When problems pop up in your life, don't panic. God will always come through for you. His timing is perfect. Have a no-fret Friday. And I tell you, right again, and I don't know if that's right again, it's a proper English, but I tell you this, Sister Carolyn, again, right on point, because everything that was going on, the Hebrews, the Israelites, was seeing it and understanding themselves. Our God is greater than everything, including Pharaoh. Have a blessed day, family, and remember, you are no longer in bondage, because God said, let my people go. And we are free, free to worship, and free to be who we are, sons and daughters of the Most High God. Let your light shine today wherever you go. And remember, God is in charge of things. Have a blessed day, family. It is a wrap. May the Lord watch between me and thee while we are absent one from another. In Jesus' name, I pray over you and yours. Have a blessed and glorious day. Amen. It's a wrap. Time to go to work.